Section A.
1. When your grandfather died in 1987, did you graduate?
I finished school a year before he died.
Question. When did the man graduate? Two. You're going to Chicago tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes. I thought I'd fly, but then I decided that taking a bus would be cheaper than driving or flying.
Question. How will the man get to Chicago?
Three. That's a lovely skirt you are wearing.
Oh, thank you. My husband gave it to me for my 30th birthday.
Question. What did the woman say about the skirt?
Four. I'd like 2 tickets, please. One for myself and one for my little boy. He's 8 years old.
If he's only 8, he can get in for half price. That will be $1.50 together.
Question. How much does the woman's ticket cost? Five. Jack, would you mind driving me to the station?
Sure, why not?
Question. How does Jack respond to the question?
Section B, Conversation 1.
Cambridge Theater, box office.
Have you got any tickets for Gone with the Wind for this Saturday evening?
Which performance? 5 p.m. or 8:30 p.m.?
8:30 p.m., please.
Sorry, that performance is sold out.
Well, have you got any tickets for the 5 p.m. performance?
Yes, we have.
I'd like to reserve 2 seats, please.
Right. That's 2 tickets on Saturday, 5 p.m. performance. What's the name, please?
Bishop. Henry Bishop. Questions 6 to 7 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
Question 6. What does the man want to do?
Question 7. What's the man's name? Conversation 2. I hear you and James are engaged at last.
Yes, we are.
When are you getting married?
In the spring.
That's wonderful. Where's the wedding going to be?
We're not sure yet. Perhaps in St. Albans.
Oh, yes. I remembered your parents live there, don't they?
Yes, that's right.
Where are you going to live?
We're going to buy a flat or a small house somewhere in South London.
Questions 8 to 10 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
Question 8. When is she getting married?
Question 9. Where's the wedding going to be?
Question 10. Why does she want to choose St. Albans for wedding?
Section C. My grandfather used to have a beautiful gold pocket watch. He wore it on a fine gold chain across the front of his waistcoat, and when I was small, he promised to leave it to me in his will. When I'm gone, he said, this is going to be yours. Unfortunately, that will never happen now. About 3 months ago, my grandfather came up to London to visit us. The first Sunday morning after he arrived, my youngest son said he wanted to go to the park. We'll do better than that, said my grandpa. We'll go and feed the pigeons in Trafalgar Square. So off they went. They got home about tea time, and my grandfather was looking very upset. My watch, he said. It's gone. Someone must have stolen it while we were feeding the pigeons. Questions.
Question 11. What did the grandfather used to have?
Question 12. Where do they live?
Question 13. What did the grandfather do in Trafalgar Square?
Question 14. When did they get back home?
Question 15. Why did Grandfather look upset? Section D. Over 1 million earthquakes happen every year, but most of them are too small to notice. An earthquake can happen on land or underwater. A major quake may last for only a minute, but it can kill thousands of people. It also may destroy a whole town or village. On September 1st, 1923, a huge quake hit two Japanese cities. Only about 1% of buildings were damaged, but great fires broke out in this disaster. The fire burned the wood and paper houses. Moreover, the fire killed thousands of people, and 500,000 people became homeless. September 1st is now remembered as Disaster Prevention Day in Japan. On this day, some persons will show people how to put out fires and use emergency equipment.